Hello, everyone. So, Malia Ann Obama is really boiling my blood because there are people literally dying each day because they don't have access to wealth, resources, connections, all of the things that Malia Ann Obama has. And is essentially disowning. She wants to go by Malia Ann in her work. She doesn't want to go by Malia Obama. The problem with this strategy is that Malia Ann Obama has Barack Obama's entire face and complexion, but she only has longer hair than her father. And someone forever ago said, I heard someone said that Malia has Barack's face, but Michelle's smile, and Sasha has, a mix of the two, but Barack's smile. Regardless, Malia has Barack's face. And Barack being the very first president, black president of the United States, means that she will be an A-lister for her entire life. Malia and Sasha never opted into fame, and a small part of me did feel sorry for them when they were very little. But at the same time, look at the benefits of being the daughters of the President of the United States of America. Jenna Bush Hager is on the Today Show being completely talentless and completely bombing and being horrific at her job for years. But why was she granted that job? In the first place, because her father is George W. Bush. You don't get any more privileged than being the son or daughter of the president or an A-list celebrity or anyone in a very high-ranking public position. That is cream of the crop. Cream brulee of the crop of the peak of privilege because you were born into a family who, when your parent is a global icon, it doesn't get any more fortunate than that. So instead of being someone like Paris Hilton, who has said, yeah, I know I have what I have because of my family. We have this new wave of nepo ass babies who don't want to be called nepo babies, but who will forever be known as nepo babies unless we don't know who their parents are. There are many nepo babies that it's not public knowledge who their famous parents are, if you don't do a Google search, if you're not on their Wikipedia, because they're trying to distance themselves from their parents or their uncle or whomever by not mentioning them, especially if they have a different last name or whatever. But when you are Malia Obama, and I kept saying Malia Ann because Obama, because that's what she wants to go by, but when you're Malia Obama, that anonymity ship has sailed, bitch. It sailed the moment your father began running for office. And it was permanently set to, or permanently in motion once he became president, bitch. It's too late. It's too late to be like, oh, I want to be anonymous. Let me go by Malia Ann. I know I'm not the only one who feels this way. By Malia saying this bullshit, this delusional, very conceited, arrogant, detached from reality, pointless bullshit about wanting to make a name for herself and not being, going under the umbrella of being known as Malia Obama. Life doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. In order for this to be possible, Malia Obama would have to be Barack Obama's daughter that nobody knew about. But she couldn't be on stage at the inaugurations and the concession speeches if she wants to be anonymous. It's too late. It's too fucking late. And then to top it all off, she's going into Hollywood and the entertainment industry. How the fuck are you gonna be anonymous pursuing a public-facing career where you're posing on the red carpet as Malia Ann? We see your face, which means we see Barack's face. It's too late, honey. It's too late. You're forever Barack and Michelle Obama's oldest daughter or eldest daughter. Get the fuck over it. Be thanking your fucking parents every day of your life for giving you all the opportunities that you have. Malia Obama will never worry about money. Malia Obama will never face the struggles that most people on this earth will face at some point. And by trying to distance yourself from your last name when you look like the parent who shares whom you got your last name from is a waste of time and makes you look like a clown. I didn't know this bitch was so dumb. Didn't she go to Harvard? All of a sudden I learned that the bitch is dumb. That's like you can't go back. Since when have we been able to Benjamin Button ourselves? Since when have we been able to get in a fucking time machine? What are you talking about, bitch? Your name is Malia Obama, whether you go by Malia Ann or Malia Ann Obama or Malia Obama, and you look like Barack Obama. So in order to have anonymity or to let your work speak for itself, why aren't you going under a fake name? And why are you showing up to red carpet? Do y'all see how this plan is flawed? If you don't want us to call you a nepo baby and for your projects to exist without people associating you with your father or saying that you got ahead because of your father, go ahead and pursue the same shit abroad internationally and use a different name then, because people around the world know your name is Malia Ann Obama. Let's be serious. This is privilege 101. You gotta be really, really privileged and detached from fucking reality for the biggest problem in your life is that you don't want people to know that your father was the first black president of the United States, and therefore don't nobody better call you a nepo baby because you're talented. The thing about nepo babies is they could be talented and nepo babies. Because I do believe that being a nepo baby gets people's foot in the door. So it gives them their entire career. Because getting your foot in the door is the hard, it's the biggest obstacle in entertainment. So if somebody wasn't a nepo baby, they wouldn't get an opportunity to shine. But once you're given that opportunity, you can't just rest on the laurels of your fucking last name. You actually have to have talent. And, or you can't just, or you have to have a pretty face like some of the Kardashians, and you could coast on that. But being a nepo baby is why people gave you a chance in the fucking first place. So every nepo baby has the career that they have because they're a nepo baby. Because they wouldn't be given a chance to have a career otherwise. But if somebody says that somebody's a nepo baby, it does not mean that that nepo baby is untalented or unworthy. It just means that nobody would give a shit about you if you weren't a nepo baby. Because there's so many other immensely talented people who can't get their foot in the door. And the other part about being a nepo baby is that means that your genetics, you're the spawn, you are the offspring of talented ass people when you're a nepo baby. So yeah, some of that talent might transfer over So you just have multiple legs up, multiple legs ahead of other people who don't have an opportunity to shine and then don't have, gifted genetics to make them either a prodigy or accomplish or able, more able to accomplish and be creative later on as they grow up. It's just an insult to everybody who's grinding when a Nepo baby wants to denounce being a Nepo baby and try to pretend that we are supposed to look at them as a Nepo baby with the same face as their famous father and disassociate ourselves from their famous father. None of us are today years old. That's not how shit works. So Barack went on the Pivot podcast. I don't know what that is, but sometimes they really seem to be getting big names. And he was asked about whether him and his wife, whether Barack and his wife, Michelle, if they talk to their daughters about becoming successful on their own merits. And Barack said that his daughters are very sensitive about their notoriety. And he said that Malia dropped her last name in the credits of her first movie, The Heart, and went by Malia Ann when she premiered her movie at the Sundance Film Festival in January. Well, how the fuck do you think she would get a film at the Sundance Film Festival if she wasn't Barack Obama's daughter? There's that. So you're dropping your name, but you got into the festival because you're Barack Obama's daughter. Two things could be true. So Barack said that he told Malia, you do know they'll know who you are. And Malia responded to Barack by saying, I want them to watch the movie first. I want them to watch it that first time and not in any way have that association. Too late, bitch. Too late. So he said that his daughters go out of their way not to leverage the Obama name to further their careers. Again, too late. You don't gotta leverage the career. If I am in a position of power and I see Malia Obama as an applicant and or Sasha Obama as an applicant, that's an immediate green light because of all the publicity that could bring. That's an immediate green light. You don't gotta do shit. If people know your name and your name is Obama of all names, who the fuck is named Obama? That's an automatic, you are automatically gaining entry, gaining access, gaining whatever positions. Right? More than likely, because of how famous and iconic and historic their father's win was or wins were. Okay. So I'll give Malia a little grace and say the bitch is young. She's young enough to be this stupid. But, and Malia Ann does sound like a great name. But for her to actually think that this is going to work, especially when all the media outlets let everybody know she went by Malia Ann, we know who the fuck Malia Ann is, bitch. So good luck on your quest. To put out Hollywood projects and not have anyone make that quote, that association that you are Barack's daughter. Good luck with that. I'm interested to see what these girls do with their lives, his daughters, but I hope that she walks this shit back. Because I'm disgusted and horrified. I don't like this much delusion. Like, I'm uncomfortable with anybody being this delusional. It makes me wonder, how did they get there? How did she get there? Who has been gassing this bitch up and telling her that she's so talented, she should drop her last name because she's getting everything because of her talent and not the fact that she's Barack's daughter. Like, please be serious. All right, y'all. As I said, I will be doing my Love is Blind stuff next week after I review what other people had to say. Hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.